This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org. And today I want to tell you about a saint revered in the Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, even Russian Orthodox tradition, Saint John Climacus. Saint John Climacus, known as Saint John of the Ladder, or in the West as Johannes Scholasticus, as Saint John of the Scholastics, Saint John Climacus was a 6th century Christian monk. He lived at the monastery on Mount Sinai. We have very little information about this great saint's life. There's a vita about his life, a kind of biography about his life, written by a monk named Daniel. Daniel, though claiming to be a contemporary, admits to no knowledge of St. John's origins. What we do think we know about his life is that John became a monk of the monastery Mount Sinai when he was 16. He became a hermit about 20 years later. He was elected abbot of his former monastery when he was about 75 years old. He is best known for his spiritual treatise, The Ladder, Climax to Paradise, so that's his name. The book is considered one of the most influential books in Eastern Christianity. St. John died around the year 605. He's one of the most honored saints of the monastic tradition. The famous Jesus Prayer is often traced back to the teachings of St. John Climacus because he is the first person to link the invocation of the name of Jesus with each breath. St. John writes, "Let the remembrance of Jesus be present with your every breath, and you will then understand the value of stillness." The simplest form of the Jesus Prayer goes like this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. St. John Climacus teaches us to pray this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, with our every breath, so we can breathe in and breathe out praying this prayer, keeping the holy name of Jesus always on our mind. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, that amid the uncertainties of this world, we may cling with all our heart to the things of heaven. For through the abbot, Blessed John Climacus, you have given us a model of evangelical perfection. Amen.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
In a series of meetings with delegations of Indigenous peoples from Canada this week, Pope Francis is lending an ear to stories of suffering and hopes for healing. The meetings are the latest and most high-profile efforts towards reconciliation between Indigenous people, the Canadian government, and religious organizations. According to Vatican News, the groups spoke about their encounters with the pontiff and what their hopes are for the next steps. They expressed their desire that the Church partner with them in helping survivors and their families in the healing process, as well as bringing any perpetrator still alive to justice. On Thursday, Pope Francis will welcome a delegation representing the Assembly of First Nations. The issue of Canada's residential school system came to the fore last year with the publicity surrounding the graves of Native students. The students had died at some of the residential schools in the country. These schools often took extreme measures to assimilate Native peoples into Canadian society in the 19th and 20th centuries. The Catholic Church in Canada issued a formal apology for its involvement in the government-run residential schools. Many Catholic religious communities and dioceses participated in this system, which led to the suppression of Indigenous languages, culture, and spirituality. A statement issued on September 24th by the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops says, "We acknowledge the grave abuses that were committed by members of the Catholic community, physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, cultural, and sexual."
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Inner peace is the key to true happiness. Look at the most joyful people you know. In my life, I can always think of a few specific men and women I've met. The peace they emanate is so powerful, and I want that. I want that for myself. But countless things in a day fill me with anxiety and frustration. They threaten my inner peace. I'm constantly trying to find the balance between being prudently concerned about the problems that arise from my day-to-day and refusing to let those problems paralyze me or become the center of my thoughts and attentions. Here are some simple ways I've learned to cultivate my own peace. First, do what you love for 10 minutes. Many times in my day, I'm faced with tasks or moments I would prefer not to participate in. On a good day, I do what I need to do, but sometimes begrudgingly or with internal complaints. On a bad day, I put off what I know I need to do for another time, indulging my preferences and selfishness instead. 2. Join the dialogue. If we do what is in front of us, we're doing God's will. As a way to work up for doing what is in front of you well, tell yourself you will work for 10 minutes on the task at hand for love. After that 10 minutes, you might just have the grace to work for another 10 minutes. So taking your day 10 minutes at a time, trying to work each 10 minutes with love, is a great way to stay grounded in the present. It casts off our worries and regrets about the past and helps us keep our peace. If you want to read something about this, I can't recommend more highly Jacques Philippe's book, Searching for and Maintaining Inner Peace. The incredible French spiritual author does a great job providing a book chock full of wisdom for cultivating inner peace. Buy or borrow the book and read a little bit each day. 4. Stop cutting corners at your job. Whether your job is being gainfully employed in some capacity or taking care of people in your family, don't choose the easy way out, the lazy way. Do what needs to be done, being willing to go above and beyond. Finally, thank God for all the unexpected inconveniences instead of letting those upset you.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.